the master, you can't put something new into it. Avol midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just the opposite. Molei machzik. If you're a person of a tzaddik, you molei your Shemayim, Hashem fills you up with more. Reikon, if you're empty though, you don't know too much, ain't a master, you don't get too much. Shenem the Pasuk says, for ho yim shemoya tishma. That means, yim shemoya, if you heard already tishma, you'll be zecha to hear more. V'yim lav lo tishma, if you didn't hear already, you didn't learn, you won't be able to hear more. Davarachar, yim shomu b'yoshin, if you heard the old stuff already, tishma b'chodesh, you'll be able to learn new. In other words, if you're full with chokhma, you'll get more chokhma. V'yim yifne levovcha, but if you take your heart away not to learn, you're empty, shuv lo tishma, you won't be zecha to hear anymore. Rashi, mole machzik mashe neisn seichoi, mole ena machzik mashe teisav alov. Im shumay tishma, im urak to lishumay oz tishma. If you're wrong, the learning you'll be able to learn more. Tocha lomad lo hoisif. V'yim lav shloi hitis oznucho v'yadusach lishumay, if you didn't listen when you were young, lo tishma liachas man lo yaspiko biyotcho. It won't come so easy later on. Dav rachar, im ata shumay biyoshin tatsa tamucho v'kishishumata. And if you chazah what you learned, if you learned something and you review it, then tishma b'chodesh. His chachim boi lehovin devorim chadoshim, mitzach devorim yishonim. You remember the old things, and it'll help you to remember the new things also. V'im yifnu levovcha l'isyayish hamash lamarato kvar melachto alov. But if you don't review what you learn, you give up what you learned already, shuv lo tishma. Mishatif levovcha levato lo shuvay mashmiy noischo. Doch ik siv, im yifnu levovcha lo tishma. If you take your heart away, then you won't be able to learn so good new stuff. You're holding up men vor from the base. Yeah. Top two dots. Omarab Miyatinoikis. The Mishnah says Miyatinoikis used to take the lulav or the esrog out of the hands of the child. On Hoshana Rabbah, after they finished doing the mitzvah of the esrog and the lulav, they would take him out of the hands of the tinnik. And the Mishnah says that they would take the lulav out of the hands, the yerchle nesrigayim, and they would eat the esrig of the cotton. That's what the Mishnah says. Gemara says, Omer Rav Yechanan, esrig b'shvi osar. Esrig, even on the seventh day of Sukkot, on Hashana Rabbah, even after you finish doing the mitzvah, still it's osar b'achila. You're not allowed to eat to have hanor from the esrig. B'shmini muta, mashenka and shmini atzeres, then it's muta. His only huksah set aside the mitzvah soy all 7 days. Mashenken, the 8th day, there's no more mitzvah. Then you're allowed to eat the esrog. Trashi osa b'achilo v'afilu liachas yotzah. But even after you did the mitzvah already on Hashanah Rabbah, so the chur why now you don't need it anymore? Because the first time of ksovar the whole shivat fayomim is katzoy. You set it aside for the mitzvah all 7 days. So all 7 days of sukkah, your esrog and lulav is also to have hanor from. You can't eat it. What about Sukkah? Sukkah afilu b'shmini asura. Sukkah, even on Shmini Atzeres, still it's also to have hanor from the Sukkah. So Rashi says lahasukkah. You can't take the wood and use the wood like for burning wood. For time of forest to come on, maishno me'esrig. What's the difference from an esrig? Why is a Sukkah different than an esrig? Ba'kol potem esrig, even on Shmini Atzeres, still it's also to have hanor from the Sukkah itself. Even though Sukkah is also only as Huksula mitzvah, it was set aside for the mitzvah. And the Chura and Shemini Atzeres, there's no mitzvah, right, that will see in the Gemara. So this is Rabbi Yechon and Shita, that Esrig is Mutter on Shemini Atzeres, and Sukkah is also even on Shemini Atzeres. For Yashlok and Shomar, Esrig afilo b'shvi'i nami Mutter. Shlokah says, no, even on Hashanah Rabbah, as soon as you finish doing the mitzvah, you're allowed to eat the Esrig, you can have enjoyment from the Esrig. Drash afilo b'zayin nami Mutteres. As once you did the mitzvah already, now it's not aimed anymore to use it for the mitzvah. As Vashlokesh holds, you only set aside the esrig to do the mitzvah. When you're finished on Hashanah Rabbah doing the mitzvah, there's no more mitzvah involved. You can have a no from it today. Tomorrow says, what's this machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Vashlokesh? Ma sova le mitzvosis katsoi. That's Vashlokesh's svara. You only set it aside for the mitzvah. So calls the man you need it for the mitzvah, you can't use it for your own purpose. But after you did the last mitzvah in Hashanah Rabbah, now you can eat it. Umasov Rav Yechon holds, Lekula Yoimis Katsoi. You set it aside for the whole day. So since on Hashanah Rabbah you need it at the beginning of the day to do the mitzvah, it's muksa for the whole day, it's set aside not to use it. So Eisvei Resh Lakish to Rabbi Yechonon. Resh Lakish yes akasha from Rabbi Yechonon from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says Miyat Tinoikis. So the Rashi learns it means from the hands of the children. Shem to Mesul Vayim. The Gdolim, the older people, used to pull away their luluf. The Yechlin Esregayim, and they would eat the Esreg also. It's on a Shana Rab, as soon as they finished the mitzvah, right away they would pull the Esreg away from the children and eat the Esreg. So my love, Resh Lakish brings a right from here, isn't it? Who are din l'gedolim? It would be the same halacha by Godel also, that as soon as you finish the mitzvah of the Dalad Minim, of the Esreg on the Shana Rabbah, you can eat it right away. So the Kasha on Rabbi Yechonon. Tomorrow it says, Loi, Rabbi Yechonon can answer you, Tinoika is Davka, only by the children. Since it's not really huksa satisfied for the mitzvah, the children are potter from the mitzvah, it's only as mitzvah chinuch. The chinuch is only upon the father, not upon the son, the mitzvah chinuch. So since it's a smaller mitzvah of chinuch, there we say, once you finish doing the mitzvah, then you're allowed to eat the esrog right away. Mashenkin could be by a godel, like Rabbi Yechonon holds, that since on the seventh day of Shana Rabbah there's a mitzvah to use it, so the whole day is still offset to have an off from it, it's still called huksa mitzvah for the whole day. Ikad the Amri, someone said like this, that Eisrei Rabbi Yechonon L'Resh Lakish, the opposite. Rabbi Yechonon went to ask the Kasha to Rabbi Yechonon from our Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Miyad Hatinoikois, Shem to Meslulvayim. From the hands of the children they used to pull away their luluf when they finished their mitzvah on the Shana Rabbah, the Yechonon Esregayim. And then they would go and eat the Yesreg. So it's a Diyek, Tinoikois in, Gedolim Loi, Mashmoni, because they were children. It's only mitzvah chinuch, it's not really huksla mitzvah so much. That's why you're allowed to eat it right after the mitzvah. Mashenka and by Godel would be also. Like Rashi says, Tinoika is Davka. Shiloi huksala mitzvah gemura. It wasn't set aside for a mitzvah gemura, a complete big mitzvah, because it's only as chinuch. I will show Gedolim. Shiloi mitzvah gemura. Mashenka by a Godel, when he has an esrig, it's set aside to do a real mitzvah. Asur and Kolayim. It could be like Rabbi Yechonon, if the Svar is a huksala mitzvah, so it makes it asur the whole day. Samara says, now Rabbi Yechonon is kash to Resh Lakish, mashma only by a tinik, and not by gedolim. Samara says, loy, Resh Lakish can answer you, I'll tell you, who adin really the afilu gedolim. The same halach would apply by a gadol's esrig. Even a gadol, after he finishes the mitzvah on the Shana Rabbah, he's allowed to eat the esrig. I v'haydik toni tinoikis. What does our Mishnah say the case is by Tinoikis? Urcha de Milsa Katoni. That's the normal manner. That is not, it's a normal Rashi, Urcha de Milsa, Shein Derech Lishmoya Lishmoit Mier HaGdolim. It's not a Derech to pull it away from a Godel. Es Regayim, Der Esrig. Mashenkin kids don't talk back, so it was a minig. Like Rashi, the Mishnah was Mashmet, in of Simcha, that they play with the kids' Esrig, from the kids they'll take away the Esrigim. But really, who Adin a Godel also is allowed to eat his Esrog, according to Resh Lakish, as soon as he finishes the mitzvah. Omale Rav Popol Abaya. So Rav Popol said to Abaya, the Rabbi Yechonon, according to Rabbi Yechonon, that says that the Esrog is also the whole seventh day, Maishino Sukkah, Maishino Esrog. How come Esrog is only also in Hashanah Rabbah, but when it comes Shemini Atzeres, you're allowed to eat the Esrog? And how come the Sukkah, no? The sukkah is also to have enjoyment from the wood, even on a Shana Rabbah. Like, why? They both only have a mitzvah 7 days, not 8 days. Omulei, so he answered back, sukkah, techazi lebein hashmoshes. Sukkah, even on a Shana Rabbah, bein hashmoshes, mamash, at the end of the day, let's say you want to have a sukkah then. So since it's a suffix, maybe it's still a Shana Rabbah, maybe it's still the seventh day of sukkah, you have to eat inside the sukkah, bein hashmoshes. The yisramelei sudoso, boy, meitzah begavei, umeichel bo begavei. If you're going to have a suda right now on Ben HaShemoshes at the end of Hashanah Rabbah, you're going to have to come and sit inside the sukkah, because it's a suffix, maybe it's still Yom Shvi Shel Sukkos. So therefore, since it's Ben HaShemoshes, and you're inside the sukkah doing a mitzvah right now, so this Ben HaShemoshes also has a din, really, it's the beginning of Shemini Atzeres. So therefore, it's katsoy le Ben HaShemoshes. It's like set aside for the mitzvah, this Ben HaShemoshes. Omigu this katzoil the ben hashmoshes. Omigu like since it's set aside now to be used this ben hashmoshes le mitzvah. It's a svar is katzoil kulu yoyma. Since ben hashmoshes is a suffix, if it's still day, like after shkia, or is it nighttime already? So in this time right now, you have to eat inside the sukkah because maybe it's still the daytime. It's still day of a Shana Rabbah. but really also maybe it's Shmini Atzeres already. And you're still using the sukkah right now, lemitzvah. So in other words, at the beginning of the day of a Shmini Atzeres, you're using the sukkah, lemitzvah sukkah. So since it's huksa lemitzvah, so ben hashmoshes, at the beginning of the day, it has a shame mukset set aside for the whole day already. That's why you can't use it the whole 8th day either. It's got soy lekulu yayim of the Shmini. The whole 8th day also was considered huksa set aside lemitzvah. Because at the beginning of the 8th day, ben hashmoshes, it's possible that you have to use your sukkah, lemitzvah achila sukkah. Mashenka and Esrig. Like when do people do the Esrig? Hashanah Rabbah in the morning. By Ben Hashemoshes, you don't use your lulav anymore. To Loichazi le Ben Hashemoshes. Ben Hashemoshes, nobody takes the lulav anymore. Loyeskatsoy le Ben Hashemoshes. So it was never set aside to be used for a mitzvah. Ben Hashemoshes, the end of the day of Hashanah Rabbah, the beginning of Shmini Atzeres. Therefore, Loyeskatsoy le Kuliyam of the Shmini. It was not set aside at all to be used for Shmini Atzeres, not even the beginning of the day. Therefore, the lulav is only set aside for 7 days of Sukkot. And when you finish Hashanah Rabbah, really, you finish doing the mitzvah. Just that whole day is still asur, because since you use it part of the day, it's muktzah for the whole day. But the next day, Shmini Atzeres, you're not using it at all. Therefore, it's muktzah to eat the esrig on Shmini Atzeres. For Levi Yoma, Levi says, Esrog afilu b'shmini yosa. Levi says, no, an Esrog, even on the 8th day on Shmini Atzeres, also it's also. You can't use it. We'll soon see why. The Esrog afilu b'shmini yosa. The Avua de Shmuel, Shmuel's father, Omar Esrog b'shvi yosa. No, he held like Rabbi Yechanan. That Esrog is only yosa on the 7th day. Mashenke b'shmini mutter. On the 8th day, it's mutter. And now the Gemara says, "Kom Avua de Shmuel b'shitasa de Levi." Like Avua de Shmuel was chayz to change his mind, and now he holds like the shitas of Levi. And Rashi says, "Kom Avua de Shmuel de Levi chaza by midvar of Yom Kalevi." Now Avua de Shmuel that said the Esrig on Shvi is also Shmini is mutter. He was chayz and he holds like Levi said that even on the 8th day the Esrig is also asa. And Kom Rav Zera b'shitasa de Avua de Shmuel. And Rav Zera now holds the way Avud Shmuel held before, that no, only on the 7th day is it Osir, on the 8th day it's Mutter. The Yomer Rav Zera said like this, Esroig Shenivsalo, an Esr that became Possel, that's not kosher for the Mitzvah anymore, you should know, Osir Yoichlo Kol Shiva, you're not allowed to eat all 7 days of Sukkot. But this is the Chiddush, only 7 days it's Osir, and not the 8th day. So you see, on the 8th day it was never set aside for the Mitzvah, it's Mutter. But as Chiddush is, even on the 2nd day of Sukkot, let's say Esrog becomes possible, still you're not allowed to eat the Esrog all 7 days. Because since at the beginning when you bought the Esrog, it was set aside to be used for 7 days, so for all 7 days to set aside the mitzvah, you can't eat it even if it becomes possible. Mashenken, after the 7 days go, and now it's Shmini Atzeres, now you're allowed to eat it. Rashi says, Esrog Shenifsalo, Revu Sinok, it's telling us a tremendous Chiddush here. The Afilo Nifsalo Asura, even if the Esrog becomes possible, still you can't eat the Esrog now. Kol Shiva, all 7 days. Shemitchila Leshiva Huktsa. Because at the beginning, you set aside this Esrog for 7 days. Abu Vishmini Muteris. But on the 8th day, then Avadar it's Mutta. Omer Abzeira. Loi likni inish hoishana liyanuka biyoy metoiva kama. Loi likni, a person should not be makna, like give to his son the lulav on the first day of Yom Tov. Even though the first day of Yom Tov, the din is it has to be lochem, it has to belong to you in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. So Rashi says it means here, before you did the mitzvah, if you didn't do the mitzvah's lulav yet, the first day Yom Tov, so you should not be makna and give it to your son as if to say, even for a present, from Atonatim. Even Amanas Lahafsi, you shouldn't do it. My time, or why not? The Yanuka Mikna Koni. Because a child could be Koina the Esrig. If since you have Das Techeres Matna, he could be Koina. Some sheet of learn is even Koina Mediraisa. Rashi says, no, Rashi says he was only with the Rabbonin. Rashi Mikna Koni, the Rabbonin Kinu Leishila Nafshe. The Rabbonin was mistaken that a child could be Koina, acquire something for himself. So when you give it for a present to your son owns it right now. But your child has no power to give it back to you. So therefore, so if you were not makayim the mitzvah yet, so when you give it over to your son, he owns it now, it's his. He'll do the mitzvah good. But when he gets finished, he can't give it back to you.
So since he can't give it back to you, it's not going to be lachem yours. You won't be able to mekayim the mitzvah. So therefore, the etzer is don't give your lulav to your son the first day. So we spoke out the most. It is the question: what do we do b'zman hazeh? So lachur in the Gemara's time, in Eretz Yisrael, we only have lulav midiraisa the first day only, and the second day it's only midirabbanan. And the second day the yotzer with shol. So the etzer is you use your lulav first in the morning. You mekayim the mitzvah. Now the lulav does not have to belong to you anymore. Because the second day already, you could be yotzer with shol, with the borrowed lulav. It's the valid minim. It's only the first day with dash lekachtem lechem b'yayim arishon. Only the first day that the lulav, the valid minim, have to belong to you. So the Gemara's times, it was easy. First, you do the mitzvah yourself with your lulav, and then it doesn't have to belong to you. Then you give it over to your child. He'll be in the kind of the mitzvah. Now tomorrow, when you need it, it doesn't bother us that it belongs to your son now. Because even with the shol, you could be yotzer the mitzvah. So the Gemara is just saying, but before you are mekayim the mitzvah, don't give it over to your son, because then you can't get it back from him. The question is, b'zman hazeh chutz laretz, that we hold 2 days yomtiv. So l'maisa, the second day yomtiv, asveika the yomam, it also has to be lochem. The esrig lulav has to belong to you. So it's a question, how do we give our children the lulav the first day? Even after we were mekayim the mitzvah, but if you give it to your child owns it. And it comes the second day when again, now with Rabbanin, it's Sveik of Yemen, that lulav has to belong to you, it doesn't belong to you, because it's your son's. So how can you do it? So the Mishmur Ataka says, you shouldn't be makdim to your son. I had the question, how do you do mitzvah chinuch? So the Primi Godim says, Enechnam, you should buy your chinuch lulav for your child. You should buy your child taka lulav. If he's a gila chinuch, you should buy him a lulav and a dalav minim. The other way that the Mishmur says is, you could be Saimach on Shom Achreinim, Shom Shittas want to say that for mitzvahs chinuch, you could be Yaitzah with Shol, even though a Godel can't be Yaitzah the mitzvah the first 2 days. If it's Baro, that has to belong to you, but for mitzvahs chinuch, to give it to your son, the Rosh Shittas to learn with Shol, a Baro with Lulav, he's also Makayim mitzvahs chinuch, even the first 2 days. So that's the Mishmur says, that's the Yaitzah. Don't be Makayim to your son, just tell him he could use yours. So even though it's only Shol, for mitzvahs chinuch is good. But the Archoner brings down the Sefer Bikur Yaakov, the end of the Archoner, he wants another chap. He wants to say, the Eitzel, what you should do is, that give it, to, after you did the mitzvah the first day, give it to your son on a Tanai, and speak out like this. Say to him, if today is really Yom Tif, so really it only has to belong to me today. Tomorrow it doesn't have to belong to me. So then I'm be makdim to my son, he'll be mekayim the mitzvah today, and tomorrow it doesn't have to belong to me. But the Tanai is, let's say today is not Yom Tif, but that's no sveik of the yomim. Maybe the first day is not yomtiv, only the second day is yomtiv. So I say on the Tanai is that if today is not yomtiv, tomorrow is yomtiv, then I don't want to be makdim to my son. Then I want it to remain mine, and tomorrow still be mine. It's like the monashach, your son is yaitza. Because like the Mara says, by Erev Tashilin also you could do a Tanai like this. That on the first day you give it to your son only on a Tanai, that today is yomtiv. But on the Tzad, the first day is not yomtiv, I'm not giving it to my son. So then the monashach. The first day when it was Yom Tif, it belonged to you before you gave it to your son. And your son then was Mekayim the Mitzvah because it belongs to him. I, the second day, so the second day depends on the Tzadah, the Sveik of the Yoyma, that we were afraid maybe the second day is Yom Tif and not the first day, so you made a condition yesterday that on the Tzadah, the second day is Yom Tif, I don't want to be Makdu to my son. So then my son was not Kohen with yesterday, it still belongs to me. Therefore I'll be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So that's another eight, so what to do with your son. Give it to your son and be Makdu with him with the Tanai. I'm only being makdim to you if today is Dika Yom Tif. But on the Tzad that tomorrow is the Yom Tif, I still want to keep it for myself. So that's another reason. Right. Vakol ponim, before you are Mekayim the Mitzvah on the first day, you should not give it to your son. Right. Another interesting Gemara. The Yomer Rab Zeira, Loi Leima Inish Liyanuka, a person should not say to his child, Tiyahivnu Lecha Midi, I'm going to give you something. I'll give you a lollipop. Veloi Yoyevlein, then you don't give it to him. It's not right, don't do it. Mishum the Yasili Agmure Shikra. You're coming to teach your son Sheker, false, had a lie. Your son heard a lie. You just told him you give him a lollipop, and then you don't give it to him. It's not much a lie. So you're teaching your son how to lie. Shanam the Pasuk says, Limdu Lishainam Daber Sheker. You're teaching them how to speak out Sheker. So the Khudir Akhun asked Shelzuk up here, why only ask a new Pasuk here? Pashin. The Pasuk says, but the Vash Sheker Tirchoik. Like, what's the Avimin? You could tell your son. And what does this have to do with the Gemara before Abzeir said? So Akhun is interesting, wants to say a chap. He wants to tell Lechura to talking about chinuch, how do you give it to your son? So Lechura, father should do like this. You tell your son on the first of Yom Tov, I'm being makdim with you. That's what you tell your son. But really in mind, don't have in mind to be makdim with him. So it's like this. As far as the kid is not geyal, mitzvah chinuch, The kid thinks he owns the lulav right now, so he's doing the mitzvah lulav, that yimkayim mitzvah chinuch, because the kid thinks he owns it. But you really, in your mind, you did not have a das to give it to him. So the lulav still belongs to you. So tomorrow you could be eitzah the mitzvah. So why does Abzeri say you can't give it over to him? Why can you do this eitzah? That's why Abzeri brings down another gemara. That's also not a good eitzah, because it's no good to lie to your son. And in such a case, you would think maybe you are allowed to lie, because you're lying just in order that this kid should think he's being a kind mitzvah chinuch. That you tell your son you're giving him the lulav, and really you're not giving it to him. Really you haven't das to keep it to yourself. But if Zera says that, also not a good eitzah. Because even with Dvar Mitzvah, still you're teaching your son how to learn to lie, it's not kedai to do it. Never tell your son you do something and then you don't do it. That's the way you teach him how to lie. Right. But in the pluk that Rabbi Yechonim, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, in the Machlokes, in the Rabbi Yechonim, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, it's also machlokes Rav and Ravasi. So what said, no pluk to Rav Yechonim Rav Shlokish. The Yitma, hifrish shiva esroigim. If somebody set aside seven esroigim, lishivas yomim, for 7 days, every day he wants to use another esroig. Is Omar Rav, Rav says, kol achas v'yachas yoytzebo v'yoychlo liyalter. Rav l'chur holds like Rav Shlokish, that you only set aside the esroig to do the mitzvah. And as soon as you finish doing the mitzvah with it, you're allowed to eat it. So the first day, you only set aside one esrog. So as soon as you finish that esrog, you can eat it. That's like Rosh Lakish Asmara. Rav Asi says no. Even though you set aside seven esrogim, full 7 days, and you only use one a day, still, kol achas v'achas yaitzebo, v'oichlo l'mocher. Each one you use it that day, but you can't eat it that day after you finish the mitzvah. That whole day, it's uksel mitzvah, like Rav Yechonin. You have to wait till the next day to use it. Just like Rabbi Yechonin says, if you only have one esrog, you can't eat it all 7 days. You have to wait till the eighth day. Well, then if you have one esrog for each day, so for that whole day, you can't eat the esrog. Because the whole day is set aside for the mitzvah. So Chura did the machlekes of Yechonin, and Rav Shlokish is the machlekes Rav and Rav Asi. Most of the Maikam mitzvah, what's the machlekes? That mas sobele mitzvah is katsoi. That's like Rabbi Yechonin, that's like Rav Shlokish, and that's like Rav Asi. That's like Rav. Umasav, Rabbi Yechonon, and Ravasi, Lekuliyoy Meskatsoi. It was set aside for the whole day. The Anand Gemara says now, the Yisle Tzrei Yoyme. We have now 2 days Yomtif. Heichi Avdinan. How do we do it now with our Lulav on Shemini Atzeres? Is Amr Abaya says like this. Shemini Sofik Shvi is Aser. Shemini Atzeres, which is really a Sofik now, maybe it's the seventh day of Sukkot, like us now in Chutz Loritz, we keep 2 days Yomtif, Asreika the Yoyme. So when we keep really Shemini Atzeres, even though it's Shemini Atzeres, it's also a Sofik, maybe it's the seventh day of Sukkot. Therefore, the Esrog you can't eat even on Shemini Atzeres. Mashenkein Chi, the ninth day, Simchas Torah, which is Sofik Shemini Mutter. That's for sure Mutter, because that's for sure it's not part of Sukkot. You're allowed to eat the Lulav, eat the Esrog then. Reimer Ramam Reimer says, Afilu Shmini, Sofik Shvi Mutter. He holds no. Even Shmini Atzeres, which is a Sofik of the seventh day or not, also that's Mutter. Yeah. Vesura Avdi Kimreimer. Surah they did like Mreimer. Rav Shishi Braid the Rav Idi Ovid Kabaya. He did like Abaya. Vyokhusa Kabaya. The Locher is like Abaya says. That Abaya says what? That Shmini, Sofik Shvi is Takarosa. That on Shmini Atzeres, it's Takarosa. So Tayyip speaks out, like, why is it also like a Shemini Atzeres? True, Shemini Atzeres now is a Sofik, maybe it's a Sukkot. But the Maisi, we don't use the Esrog at all, though. The Maisi, even the Chutzlar, it's now like Shemini Atzeres, we don't take the Esrog. So why is it also the whole day? So Tayyip says it's a Gzeira, that the Rabbanim didn't want to make it less than the Sukkah. The Sukkah, the Maisi, is also by non Shemini Atzeres. So Afagab Le Mavorach Bein, Gozerot the Sukkah. The Rabbanim made a Gzeira not to take the Esrog and to use the Esrog, a Gzeirot to maybe come to take the Sukkah. And the Sukkah Taka you have to use on Shemini Atzeres, like we'll soon see. So therefore, Sukkah Taka is also on Shemini Atzeres. But even though an Esrog you don't use on Shemini Atzeres, still the Rabbanim said it's also, it's Huxalim, it's also like a Gzeirot to the Sukkah. We'll soon see how come on Shemini Atzeres, the Mais and the Sukkah we do sit, but our call part of the Lulav and the Esrog that we don't take. Al Sreik of the Yom, we don't take a Lulav Esrog on Shemini Atzeres, but in the Sukkah we do sit. And the Teretz Tzilin says is that sitting in the sukkah, it's not nikur 100% you're doing the L'shem Mitzvah. It's possible to say you stop sitting out in the sukkah now. So therefore, I mean, as Sufik, we eat in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. Mashenka, to take the lulav yesri, that's nikur clearly, you're doing L'shem Mitzvah, so that's the spirit to the yomtiv. Because since Midiraisa, really, Shemini Atzeres is a new yomtiv, it's Shemini Atzeres and not the mitzvah to take the lulav. So therefore, Midirabonim even, you can't take the lulav on Shemini Atzeres. Because that's the stira, that's nika clear, you like, it's a sister to the mitzvah. Today is Shemini Atzeres, you can't take the lulav yesrik. Mashenk is sitting in the sukkah there, it's not minker so much. I tell you, says here. The lulav le rus le sak and klash yit lenu al lulav misafig le fushi yomtiv. O mux le tutul, o minker o le milsa, shenayi ba minichoyl. It looks clearly like you're doing a minichoyl. Abu sukkah, pomim she sukkosle a revolov, oichol bo afilu biyomtiv. Mashenk in the sukkah, sometimes you like teed in the sukkah. So the fact we tell you teed in the sukkah, Shemini Atzeres, is not nikah so much like you're acting as if it's still part of sukkahs. It could be still a Shemini Atzeres, just as nice you enjoy eating in the sukkah. So that's why the Rabbanu will mechusun say, will mechayiv us teed in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. Mashenk in the lulav and esrig we don't take on Shemini Atzeres. But still here the Gemara, and Lalach is that the esrig is also teed on Shemini Atzeres. Even though we don't use it at all, but our Taisa says, the Rabbanu will go to the Bay of the Sukkah. If we'll come to let you eat the Esrig, we're afraid you come to have enjoyment from the Sukkah, and that you can't do on Shemini Atzeres. Because in the Sukkah we use. Right. Amar Rav Yehuda, Brei de Rav Shmuel Bar Shelis, Mishmei de Rav, Shemini, Sofik Shemini, Shvi, Shemini Atzeres, which really our Sofik the Rabbanu is a Sofik, maybe it's only the seventh day, is Shvi Le Sukkah. Negeit Hilchas Sukkah, it's called Mamish like Shvi, like Sukkahs. In other words, on Shemini Atzeres he holds, you have to eat in the Sukkah, and the Havamina is now, you even have to make a bracha. O Shemini, the Shvi le Sukkah, O Shemini le Bracha, no. It's Shvi le Sukkah means you have to eat in the Sukkah. It's as if it's the seventh day of Shana Rabbah now, you have to eat in the Sukkah. O Shemini le Bracha. Negeit to Bracha, it's called Shemini. So Rashi says, O Shemini le Bracha means, Shema betzvila, O Bircha Samazim vekiddish es yoyim ha-shemini chag v'teret hazeh. Once again, no. Could be, you have to, on Shemini Atzeres now, it's like Shvi le Sukkah. You have to eat in the Sukkah, and it could be you have to make a bracha le Shema Sukkah also. Mashenke, when you bench, or when you daven, since Lamaise, Shemini Atzeres, you have to say in Tzvila, Chag, as Shemini Achag v'teret hazeh. For Rabbi Yechon, no, Rabbi Yechon, it says no. Shemini lezeh lezeh. For both halachis, the eighth day is called Shemini Atzeres. Because even for mitzvah sukkah, he holds there's no chiyah sukkah. It's considered now like Shemini Atzeres. So Gemara says like this in the first chat. Meisev kuliyam oloi pligidi yasvinen. Everybody holds it on Shemini Atzeres, the eighth day, you have to eat in the sukkah. Avada, since it's a sveika diyoyma, midraboran has a suffix, maybe it's still shvi, so melen chutzlarch right now, avada, you have to eat in the sukkah. That is no machlekes. Everybody holds you have to eat in the sukkah. Now, ki pligu, where's the machlekes? Levruche. When you eat in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, you have to make a bracha now. Ratap Rashi Leshiv Basukkah. You have to